Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Hey, everyone. Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Clarity First. Ever feel like your mind's a runaway train, chugging along with all these negative thoughts bouncing around inside? You know that feeling, the self-doubt, the anxieties, those what-if scenarios that keep you up at night. Well, let's be real, those pesky thoughts are part of the human experience. But what we choose to do about them, that's where Stoic wisdom comes in, and today we're diving deep into how to overcome those negative thought monsters and regain control of your mental landscape. Trust me, this stuff is powerful, and it can change the game for you. Let's talk about 5 key takeaways that are going to help you silence those inner critics and build a fortress of positivity. Number 1. Recognize and acknowledge those thoughts. Don't try to sweep them under the rug or pretend they don't exist. Stoicism is all about facing reality head-on, understanding that these thoughts are just passing clouds in the vast sky of your mind. They aren't facts, they're interpretations, and you have the power to choose how you react to them. Number 2. Challenge those negative assumptions. You know, those little voices telling you, you're not good enough, or, this is going to be a disaster. Well, ask yourself, is there real evidence to support these claims? Often, those negative thoughts are based on fears and anxieties that have no basis in reality. So, put on your detective hat and start digging for the facts. Thirdly, practice gratitude. This one's a game changer. When you focus on the good things in your life, big or small, it shifts your perspective and starts to drown out those negative voices. Take a few minutes each day to appreciate the simple joys, the people who make your life brighter, and the opportunities that come your way. It's like turning up the volume on the positive and dimming the lights on negativity. Number 4. Remember that you are not your thoughts. You are so much more than those fleeting mental whispers. Stoicism teaches us to detach from our thoughts and observe them with a sense of clarity. Think of it like watching the clouds drift by, interesting to look at, but not something you need to cling to or be defined by. And finally, number 5, take action. Don't let negative thoughts paralyze you. If you're feeling overwhelmed, break down your goals into smaller, more manageable steps. Celebrate your accomplishments along the way, and remember that progress is always better than perfection. Let me tell you a quick story about this. A few months ago, I was gearing up for a big presentation at work. The butterflies were doing backflips in my stomach, and those self-doubt demons were whispering all sorts of nasty things in my ear. "You're going to freeze," they hissed. "They're gonna think you're incompetent." I felt that familiar knot of anxiety tightening its grip. But then, I remembered the Stoic principles we've been discussing. First, I acknowledged those thoughts. "Okay, these are just anxieties," I said to myself. Next, I challenged them. "Do I actually have evidence that I'll freeze?" "No." Then, I focused on what I was grateful for, the opportunity to share my ideas, the supportive colleagues around me, and the fact that I'd put in the hard work to prepare. Finally, I took action. I practiced my presentation until I felt confident, visualized myself succeeding, and reminded myself that even if things didn't go perfectly, it was okay. And guess what? The presentation went great. So remember, those negative thoughts are just whispers. They don't have to dictate your life. You have the power to choose your response. By recognizing, challenging, and reframing those thoughts, and by focusing on gratitude and action, you can silence the inner critic and create a mental landscape where positivity thrives. Take that first step today. Challenge one of those negative thoughts. Ask yourself, is this really true? Or, what's the evidence? See how it feels to shift your perspective. And don't forget to share your experiences with me. I want to hear how you're applying these Stoic principles and overcoming those mental roadblocks. You got this. Catch you on the next episode of Clarity First, where we'll explore more powerful ways to live a life of purpose and fulfillment.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.